Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a President's Day call-in on the presidential campaign of Mitt Romney and some of his positions on social issues. We played his answers on ABC this week to the questions about his Mormon faith and politics just before the news. Here are a few other clips from that interview. Very well done, I thought, by George Stephanopoulos. Romney, as you probably know, used to be pro-abortion rights. Now he's not. That's getting a lot of press. But his changes go way beyond that. First of all, listen to how emotional he used to be in support of abortion rights in the past. This is a clip they played from 1994.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate.
So he changed what once sounded like a passionate conviction invoking his mother, not just an opinion, it sounds like. And then there's his relationship to the NRA.
Within the last year. And I signed up for a lifelong membership. I think they're doing good things, and I believe in supporting the right to bear arms.
Stephanopoulos had asked him, when did you join the NRA? Because he's been campaigning as an NRA member. And he said there within the last year, and he joined in the category that they call lifetime member. So now he could say he's a lifetime member of the NRA, even though he's a brand new member of the NRA. Voila. And he changed on gay rights. Listen to this exchange from the interview. Stephanopoulos speaks first.
When you ran for senator in 1994, you supported the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military as what you called it a first step that will ultimately lead to gays and lesbians being able to serve openly and honestly in our nation's military. Is that still the goal, that gays and lesbians should be able to serve openly and honestly in the military?
Well, Don't Ask, Don't Tell has worked well. We're in the middle of a conflict. Now is not the time for a change in that regard. And I don't have a policy posture as to allowing gays in the military to serve there openly. But I can tell you that I'm against discrimination against people who are gay.
I don't understand that you don't have a policy posture. Before, you thought that
I'm not in favor of changing it. I'm in favor of leaving it as it is.
That current policy labels homosexuality as a defect. Is that what you believe?
I'm not going to suggest that I'm in any way a psychologist. That's a decision a psychologist would have to tell you, and I'm not going to weigh in on that. What I can tell you is I oppose discrimination on the basis of race, gender, but also sexual preference.
You've also...
I'm not in favor of discrimination in that regard, but I do favor and have always favored traditional marriage and oppose same-sex marriages. At the national level, we should define marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman.
So Romney went from supporting gays in the military outright to having no position on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I'm going to replay a tiny bit of that again. Listen to his words again on discrimination against gays and then on gay marriage.
What I can tell you is I oppose discrimination on the basis of race, gender, but also sexual preference. I'm not in favor of discrimination in that regard, but I do favor and have always favored traditional marriage and oppose same-sex marriages. At the national level, we should define marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman.
So how do you make sense of those two things in the same breath? Can you be against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, but also for a federal role to stop people from marrying if they're gay and lesbians? Does that make gays or lesbians? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Republicans, is this too much revisionism for you? Is this too much playing both sides, splitting hairs, meaning of is kind of language? Or is this acceptable personal growth on religious conservatism, dare I say, evolution on these issues? 212-433-9692. And one more thing on Romney. Stephanopoulos asked him what the punishment should be for abortion if he thinks it should be illegal. Here's their exchange on that.
Personally, what do you believe the punishment should be for an abortion?
Well, I'm not about punishment. That's not what I'm considering. I'm saying that in my view, we should let the states make that decision. And I am in favor of life and in favor of choosing life.
So you're not going to say what the punishment should be?
I don't begin to have any idea for what a particular state's decision should be. I think the
Supreme Court... Well, but you've been the governor of a state. You have to have some idea.
Well, our state is an overwhelmingly a pro-choice state, and Massachusetts would surely, under the construct I've suggested, remain a pro-choice state. This is not about punishment. This is about allowing states to make a decision on an issue of great moral significance to a lot of people, and I think state by state we should allow a federalist approach as it relates to the issue of abortion.
So again, good job, I thought, by George Stephanopoulos getting very specific on these issues with Mitt Romney yesterday. And there's another question we can put on the table. If you are against legal abortion, what should the punishment be? And is it okay for a politician, especially one who's changing from the other side, to come out against legal abortion? He's a governor of a state, but he won't say what the punishment should be. Does that go far enough? Is that thorough enough for you? 212-433-WNYC or on any of those issues that were raised in those clips. And Ann in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Brian. You've got a lot of good questions here. You had asked previously about being a little concerned or not knowing maybe what the issues might be about evangelicals having a problem with a Mormon candidate.
Yes.
And even though I'm not a scholar on this, so I can't give you a scholarly debate on it, but I can say that being raised Mormon in Utah and having looked at the religion from both inside and out, I can give maybe a little bit of perspective on that.
Thank you.
In terms that I think evangelicals have some issue with Mormons in terms of one particular issue, which is the way that Mormons look at the Trinity and the Godhead. Mormons have a very distinct view of having three separate beings and not three in one. And for a lot of people, that's a big issue.
So that's a theological issue.
It's a theological issue.
Does it relate at all to how he would govern?
That's what you'd have to ask an evangelical.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why some of these theological
issues. That's an essential theological difference. And he did say, he did acknowledge that they believe in the Mormon Church that Jesus will come back and rule on earth for 1,000 years, which is different from the Book of Revelation, which is an important one to some evangelicals. But, Ann, thank you. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I must say that I'm really not aware of any other person that really has had a diametrical shift on their views on abortion like that. I wonder, has anyone asked him what the source of this epiphany was? I mean, what was it that changed his mind about abortion?
You know, I'm sure he was asked, and I'm sure he has an answer to that. I have to plead ignorance here. I don't know what he says. But I was, and I had heard about the change, and I thought, well, people do change on one issue or another. Sam Brownback also, I think, used to be pro-choice. And, you know, people change. I think Giuliani used to be against abortion rights. And people change for political reasons. People change because people grow and change. But I was struck in that clip, which I hadn't heard until yesterday, by the passionate conviction with which he seemed to support abortion rights in the past. And so at least it raises a question that he's got to answer.
Yes, mind-boggling, I think.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Howard in Forest Hills. Hi, Howard.
Hi. Romney's position, which is my position and many conservatives' position, is that it doesn't matter what you think about abortion, favor it or oppose it. The states should decide by their own legislatures, and judges shouldn't decide, and the federal government shouldn't decide. So he did change his position, which is rather, you know, disingenuous, but his real position is that the president should have no say at all in this, and that is as well as the courts, and that is my position and the position of most conservatives. And
he did say that, and it's interesting because that even aligns with Giuliani's position, who says now that he would appoint strict constructionist judges, not as a matter of supporting abortion rights per se or not, but as a matter of the correct constitutional interpretation, which they would both say Roe versus Wade, you know, was not. But then they come down differently, Romney and Giuliani, on whether they support then legal abortion at the local level.
That's right. I have one more thing I'd like to say, which really bothers me. If you want to know who's really closeted in this country, it's people who are agnostics and atheists. It's amazing how everyone seems to tolerate someone saying, it's okay no matter what faith you have, just as long as you have a faith. Perfectly okay to humiliate and discriminate against atheists.
Thank you very much. Dave in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi. I guess another caller addressed this, but I was raised a conservative Christian, and I'm not anymore, but none of my family.
Whoops. Oh, Dave dropped off. I don't know what happened. Isaac in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Isaac.
Good morning.
Hi.
I love to talk to people at NYC. It's my first time.
Listen, thank you.
A thing might be morally wrong, although it's legally right. As for gay marriage, legality doesn't remove the essence of what is morally wrong. And that goes for abortion also.
Well, that's your opinion as to what's morally wrong. That's fine. But Romney has been all over the map on this as a candidate, saying in the 90s that he thought gays should be able to serve openly in the military, not have the don't ask, don't tell policy. He says he's against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, but against legal gay marriage. Do those positions make any sense to you all taken together?
I don't know. It seems to me that legality is taking what is morally right downstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so what about on abortion? It sounds like you don't think abortion should be legal. If that's the case, what do you think the punishment should be for a woman who gets one or a doctor who provides one?
Conscience comes into play, sir. I think conscience comes into play, and the right to survive, and, you know...
Well, you can have, you know, your conscience, that's fine. But the question for the political sector is, what does the state do? What does the government do? So do you have an opinion for yourself?
Yeah, for myself, state does not represent conscience. I mean, corporate conscience and state decisions.
That's essentially the pro-choice position, though, which is that somebody can be individually opposed to an abortion. They don't have to have an abortion. But for the government to get into it is another matter, even if you think abortion is morally wrong. Is that ultimately your position?
Sort of. And then, okay, let me switch a little bit to the debate going on at Congress. Just for one comment. The war is already lost in Congress.
Wait, I'm not going to go to the war right now because... We did a lot of that earlier in the hour, and we're talking about Romney and these social issues, but I appreciate your call. By the way, in a Boston Globe article, by way of background, it explains, and thanks to our producer, Jim, for looking this up so quickly, that Romney said he changed his mind on abortion after a conversation with a Harvard stem cell researcher, that he described his meeting with a stem cell researcher as his awakening on life issues in general. So... what it's worth. Bob in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
You'll get our last
30 seconds here. Go ahead.
Well, then I'll deal with it quickly. One, I wish George Stephanopoulos had asked Mitt Romney some more specific questions about Mormonism. Some of the larger theological questions are a little too heady for us to understand, but I'd like to understand what Mitt Romney feels about Mormons banning Diet Coke and eating lime green Jell-O and wearing magic underwear.
What is it about banning
caffeine?
Diet Coke? Oh, caffeine. All right. And I don't know anything about lime green Jell-O or magic underwear, so we will have to explore those, if those are really Mormon things, in a future segment. Thank you all for calling. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.